It is Florian Friday. It is the summer in Liverpool, and it is an amazing time to be a Liverpool Football Club fan because they've signed one of the best players in Europe, one of the best players in the world, and I think the best player to move this summer. It is Florian Wirtz. It is all confirmed. And all seen it. This is what we've asked for. This is what you've asked for. This is what we've all asked for as Liverpool fans, is to make the most of great situations, and Liverpool are acting and walking and talking like champions, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's that fixing the roof while the sun's shining analogy, or however you say that word, John, after a few beers. it's a nice place to be, really, with obviously being so dominant last summer, and then it's not really like us. I think it's fair to say to go and do this sort of move. And just the ambition the club are showing is surprising, I suppose. They've always been ambitious, but never really shown it in enormous transfer fees. And to get this one over the line, it's so exciting. So exciting.
It's so exciting, Craig, and that's what it's all about. And it's the football and transfer equivalent of putting a big billboard up in Manchester as people drive in, isn't it? It's a great kind of move.
Well, into big statements and throwing your weight around and sending a message to everyone, whether that's through a big billboard, John, or whether it's through, you know, signing the most exciting footballer that's available in this window, and that's what Liverpool have done. And you know, I can't wait to. I think he's going to be one of those footballers that we know is good, and when we watch him, we're like, oh fucking hell, he's even better than we could have even have dreamt of, and that's the most exciting prospect here for me. And I just feel like, you know, this is the kind of transfer that we waited a long time for. It's the kind of transfer that through my sort of childhood, the, you know, the likes of Man United would have done, and then Chelsea would have done, and then Manchester City would have done. But maybe Fernando Torres is the closest to this in terms of excitement I've had around it, feeling like a real sort of, you know, a real gem that we've managed to get, like amidst sort of other teams fancying him. But This is another level. It's another stratosphere in terms of the fee, in terms of, you know, his age profile, and in terms of the trajectory that we think he'll continue to be on. It doesn't get better than that. The sun's shining. You know, if anyone listening to this, what you don't know is Paul's currently sat in Portugal with this lovely like sun beaming down him. He looks $1 million. Gibbo looks $1 million in a cricket ground with a sun beaming down. They're both having beers. I want to get on it right now. That's all.